my chairman went too far. Banked on a windfall rent, and suddenly wonder how the dollar went down. Gotta get a word to Elizabeth's father. Hey, how he wished me well. Seems like another day I could fly into the eye of God on high. Seems like another day I could fly. This burning eye will see me through.
One of these days, one of these days, gotta get a word through one of these days.
This burning eye will see me through.
One of these days, one of these days, gotta get a word through one of these days.
Asante, how about you? Asante, how about you? Santi Habaria, Santi Habana, Santi Habaria, Santi Habana, Santi Habaria, Santi Habana.
For a mumbus and I fight pushing my leg down. Flying like a mad thing, best stream takeoff, skimming over rhino. Born as a star, but less than peace. Scribble with a tattoo, screaming, dreaming, drowned by the props of steely sunshine. Sick of you, sick of me. Lust for the free lives, crossed on them like a valuable loved one left on it. Seems like another day I could fly into the eye of God on high. Seems like another day I could fly into the eye of God on high. Over the bushland, over the trees, wise like a orangutan, that was me.
This burning eye will see me through.
One of these days, one of these days, gotta get a word through one of these days.
This burning eye will see me through.
One of these days, one of these days, gotta get a word through one of these days.
Asante, how are you? Asante, la 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 la. Asante, how are you?
You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Together, we can beat them. walking through the park one day. There you held my hand as if to say, I love you. Then we passed a brook, and George fell in and drowned himself and floated out to sea, leaving you alone. I couldn't resist.
And the ultimate radio obituary is for Bob Elliott, the actor and comedian, half of the comedy duo of Bob and Ray, father of the comedian actor Chris Elliott, and grandfather of the actress comedian Abby Elliott. I didn't know that. Most remembered for the character of Wally Ballou, the mild-mannered but indefatigable radio reporter. That's my word of the week. Indefatigable. He appeared on a number of other TV shows, including Happy Days, New Heart, Bob and Ray, Jane, Lorraine, and Gilda in 1979. Is that on YouTube now? I'd like to watch that again. I was kind of wee when that was on originally. He was on the David Steinberg Show. Of course he was on Saturday Night Live. He had a made-for-TV movie, Between Time and Timbuktu. Also FDR, a one-man show. I don't remember that one either. And in 2004, I do remember this, but had forgotten, he appeared in a skit on the Air America radio program, The O. Franken Factor. That was great. Bob Elliott just passed away at 92. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Now here's the picture all America has been waiting for.
Now at last it can be told.
Now for the first time someone dares tell this different story. You'll be shocked.
You'll be thrilled.
You'll laugh.
You'll cry.
You'll wish you stayed home.
When you see Repulsive Pictures' greatest triumph.
Grub, the story of food.
It took 5 years to film this moving spectacle. Imagine the stark realism of tons of roast beef consumed by 5,000 extras.
See 1,500 screaming babies waiting for their strange spinach.
See tons and tons of frozen food. Women fought for.
Men died for.
Grub.
Grub stars Sherman L. Sturdley as fearless Figlioni.
Marsha Van Allshot as luscious Lucretia.
Plus Jonas Lattimore as the kindly old grocer. And introduces Barry Campbell as Figlioni's son, Mario, who'll sing his way into your heart.
Can't you hear me calling Caroline?
Now listen to an unforgettable scene from the picture Grub. Figlioni has just been refused admittance to the cafeteria by Lucretia.
You mean I won't have my grub today?
I'm sorry, Figlioni. If it were anyone but you.
But you've always given me my grub, Lucretia.
But today, Figlioni, you have no ticket. If you were to be challenged in the grub line and you had no ticket, it would mean instant death.
But, Lucretia, you don't understand. I must have my grub.
Yes, scenes such as this are many in Repulsive Pictures' latest release.
Filmed in various shades of gray, be sure and see Grub, the story of food.
Produced by the same studio which gave you the moving vehicle, Crosstown Bus.
See Grub, the story of food, opening soon at your neighborhood theater.
Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. The story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway. A television special based on the Backstage's recent African safari was shown in the early morning hours of the Saturday following Thanksgiving. And right now, it's Monday at their home in Skunk Haven. Mary and Harry, along with Pop and Calvin, discuss the show with its producer, Greg Marlowe, as we hear...
You know, you won't believe it, but I forgot to tune in for the TV special the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Well, it worked out pretty well, Calvin.
How'd it work?
Pop did his tap dancing number, and we recited a little bit of Shakespeare, which was fresh in our minds from Las Vegas, and we filled that middle section pretty
well. Seemed to go pretty good, I thought. Of course, when you're so close to it, you can't give a real objective criticism.
Oh, that's right. And, of course, I haven't tap danced for a number of months now. It goes quite a way back. I was a little bit rusty, but I made most of the steps.
How'd you tie in tap dancing with a African Safari TV special?
Well, we didn't try to tie it in, Calvin. When the first reel finished and the second commercial was over, we just came on live, looked into the camera, we winked, and then we said we'd like to do a little bit of Shakespeare for you for variety. And everybody seemed to enjoy that. They sat back, didn't say much.
I am waiting for Dwayne Pixley to call from the network. He's got the latest breakdown on the audience.
Oh, boy, they get a rating that quickly, Greg,
oh,
do they?
Oh, they can get it overnight, you know.
Say, maybe that's your call. Now, let me answer it and see.
Okay, fine. Maybe it would be Dwayne Pixley.
Probably is Dwayne Pixley.
Yeah.
Hello? Yes, who's calling, please?
Dwayne Pixley, I imagine.
Yes, Dwayne Pixley. Just a moment. Greg is right here.
Fine.
How's everything, Dwayne? Oh, okay, go ahead.
Hello, Dwayne. Yes. Pretty well, thank you. Oh.
Look at Mr. Marlowe's expression change from happiness,
oh,
carefree responsibility.
Oh.
Yes, to one of frowning contemplation.
He's writing them down. Oh.
I'll look over his shoulder here. Maybe they're not as bad as... Oh.
How do they look?
Let me take a look. Maybe you're reading them wrong. Oh.
Yeah. No. No. Yes, Dwayne. Well, I'll be in there tomorrow.
Doesn't sound too good, does it, Harry?
Thank you for calling.
Well, I don't know.
Goodbye.
Well,
what was that?
That was certainly wrote down a lot of numbers there.
You didn't register very high in the ratings that Saturday morning after Thanksgiving.
Well,
oh, really?
By that you mean we weren't equal to the other networks or what they were carrying?
You mean some of those little cartoon things got a, as they term, a larger share of the audience?
I can't imagine a big television special like the Backstage's Safari Show being beaten by animated cartoons.
Oh, well, I know I forgot to turn on my TV set, so there was one listener you didn't have, or viewer.
Of course, there was a 20-minute section in the middle of the show where I tap-danced and Mary and Harry did Shakespeare. That might not compete with animation too well. Well, out with it, Greg. You sound as if you're holding something back from us. Give us the bad news.
According to Dwayne, this is the first time in history that they could figure that there was no sampling discovered watching our special.
Uh-huh. By that you mean no one was watching the network we were on?
You mean nobody was watching our program?
Precisely.
Well, the engineers are watching it in the control room, but they don't fill in on the rating, I guess, do they?
Here in New York, you had zero women between ages 18 and 25.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Zero men between 18 and 25.
How about the 25 to 49 group?
But in the 25 to 49 group, you had zero women.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And in the men...
I know, zero.
That's right, Mary.
I saw you writing down all those zeros, and I began to think you were just making a little design there, kind of doodling as he was telling you about the show.
Dwayne said he himself didn't watch the show.
Hmm.
So, I don't think TV is the answer for us.
You mean they won't be asking us to produce another special of any kind?
Well,
in the near future.
I don't know as TV is the end all. I mean, we could do lots of other things.
Oh, there are other fields to conquer.
Like what?
Yes, like what, Calvin? Yeah, like what?
Well, let's go in the restaurant business.
Well, what kind of a restaurant do you have in mind? The steakhouse or something like that?
Well, they're pretty common. I should think should be something out of the... Maybe some kind of a fast food operation would be.
Well, they seem what's to be... left? You got all the fast food hamburger places and chicken and... And you have fish and chips, and you have, what is it, pizza? What else is there?
That's about the fast food industry.
Is there a big market for hot omelets and radio dispatch trucks and things like that?
I love omelets, all kinds. Western omelets, or mushroom.
Cheese, or jelly, of course.
Jelly, cheese.
But I don't know, is there a big market for them to go around town in a radio-operated truck delivering them?
What do you mean, Mary? We'd take orders here at home, and you'd make them, and then we'd send them out in a truck driven by Calvin, perhaps?
Yes, and then there'd be a radio in the truck so we could talk to him while he was delivering it and tell him to hurry up and so forth.
Might even outfit the truck so he could make them in the truck on the way to whoever ordered it.
Oh, that's beginning to make a little sense to me.
Omelets, eh?
Yes, and then you could probably have the truck decorated like a big egg or something.
Yes, I can see
it. Or a chicken, so the motif would, you know...
Yes.
Come alive to people. They say, oh, there go the famous Backstage's omelet truck.
Would be quite a convenience to be able to pick up the phone and say, would you send me 2 Western omelets, please?
Are they going up the idea of maybe specializing in scongili?
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 Scongili. Is that octopus, you mean?
I guess that's what it is, isn't it? Scongili?
That doesn't... You mean...
Is there a big market for that? I can see...
Fast food octopus operation?
I can see kids with a thick shake and a hamburger, but I can't see them with a scongili, whatever, and a thick shake.
No, I don't think the two go together.
No, they don't seem to go together, a scongili and a thick shake. No.
And
you want whatever it is you want. You want a thick shake with it.
And you want to be able to serve it fast, too. I think maybe just... Well, let's think about it a while. Maybe we'll come up with something. So far, omelet's a pretty good idea, though. Oh, let me get the phone and see who it is. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Backstage?
Yes, this is Harry Backstage.
I don't know as you know me.
Who is this?
My name is Nelson.
Yes?
Micklebar Nelson.
Yes, Mr. Nelson.
I'm in the franchise food business. I think I have a deal that you couldn't pass up.
And our friends, still excited over the prospect of opening a restaurant, look forward to meeting Mr. Micklebar Nelson. Now, a short time later.
Now, do you suppose that there'll be room in this business for me to invest?
Oh, of course, Calvin. There'll be room for all of our friends.
We'll all put in our money, and we'll all have a lovely business.
I think it's kind of exciting. What kind of a business is it? Do you know yet, Harry?
No, he didn't say. He just said it's something that we'd be mighty interested in and couldn't say no to.
Well, we have it exclusive here in Skunk Haven. By that, I mean, will we have competition right across the street?
I don't think so, Mary. He seemed to think this was something that there isn't anything else like it around.
Well, that's one of the first questions I'd ask Mr. Nelson when he gets here is, will you have it exclusively? And,
Say, there's the door now. I bet that's Mr. Nelson. Let me go and let him in. Don't appear too anxious, Mary.
No, we'll be hard to get.
Yeah, we'll play it real cool.
There we go.
Hi.
How do you do, sir?
How you do?
I'm handsome Harry Backstage, Broadway star, beloved idol of a million other women. This is my wife, Mary.
How do you do?
This is Calvin Hoogeven, our next-door neighbor and pop beloved.
Hello?
Stage doorman.
How do you do?
How do you do? Here's my card, Mr. Backstage.
Sit down, Mr. Nelson.
I'm in the franchise fast food business.
You know, it's such a coincidence that you called just as we were talking about the same thing.
Idea came
down,
to me that
down,
you folks would be interested.
Sit down, Mr. Nelson.
No, I'll just sort of stand. Want to get this over to you as quickly as possible.
All right.
Get your yes or no or whatever.
All right, shoot.
Well, we're going to be very cool. We're not going to be too anxious anyway, Mr. Nelson.
Oh, well, okay. Well, here's the idea. I think you folks better sit down. This is going to strike you as a real surprise.
Yes. Can't wait to hear what it is.
How would you like to have a restaurant that specializes in toast?
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 Toast.
Toast.
And so Micklebar Nelson tells Harry what his franchise business is all about, and our friends begin to learn the details of their next venture. Be sure to be with us next time when we'll hear Calvin say,
Oh, and then you furnish the bread, is that it?
That's in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage Noble Wife, Word Carr speaking.
And the ultimate radio obituary tonight is for Toots Thielman, the Belgian and American jazz musician, known for his harmonica playing, but also his guitar, his whistling skills, and his composing. His first professional performances were with Benny Goodman's band when they toured Europe in 49 and 50. He came to the U.S., became a citizen, and from 53 through 59 played with George Shearing, led his own groups on tours of the U.S. and Europe after that, and in 61 recorded and performed one of his own compositions, Bluesette, which featured him playing guitar and whistling. He also did a lot of soundtracks, including The Pawnbroker in 64, Midnight Cowboy in 69, Sugarland Express in 74, and Looking for Mr. Goodbar in 77. And you cannot forget his harmonica theme song for Sesame Street. You probably heard it for 40 years. Toots Thielman just passed away at 94. Thank you all for helping me decide which of the many, I'd add it down to two at least, of the many tunes that always make it into the radio obituaries. It was just too much. It was just too much. But I kind of knew which one it was going to be. You all just helped solidify the decision for the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Thank you.
If you're in love and you are wondering if he really is the one, there's an ancient sign sure to tell you. If your search is over and done, catch a bee, and if he don't sting ya, you're in a spell that's just begun. It's a guarantee till the end of time. Your true love you have won. Have won. When a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, you're bewitched and deep in love's long looked after land, where you'll see a sun up sky with a morning noon, and where your days go laughing by as if love comes calling on you. Sleep on, be don't wake up, can't believe what just passed. He's mine for the taking. I'm so happy at last. Well, maybe I dreamed, but he seemed sweet. has a crown. A sleeping bee just told me I'll walk with my feet off the ground when my one true love I have found. Bewitched and deep in love's long looked after land, where you'll see a sun up sky with the morning dew, and where your days go laughing by as love comes calling on you. Okay, then, we'll stop that song right there. I don't know what that was about. Stupid archives. Hey, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I'm Belinda, and we're getting close to the end here. First, I want to tell you that the number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54, and the number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history is 0.
That's a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford. We're coming up in to the ultimate of the ultimate radio obituaries right now. This is the last time you're going to hear me live on tonight's episode. But that doesn't mean I don't love you. Thanks so much for all your help on the radio obituary retrospective tonight. We'll be back, of course, next week. I'll tell you that later on in the show. But next week, we don't know what's going to go on. And then the week after that, it's the bee's knees. And then we'll get back to, like, total normal-ish business here at Pubbles in the Think Tank. So please enjoy this ultimate of the ultimate radio obituaries. And thank you all so much for all your help in the retrospective. Enjoy this one right here at Pubbles in the Think Tank. The ultimate radio obituary is for Robert Mothersbaugh Sr., father to Devo founders Mark, Bob, and Jim Mothersbaugh. An integral part of the group's early visual identity under the guise of General Boy. He found infamy for a generation of experimental rock followers when his sons drafted him into their Devo project in the role of General Boy, where he would appear as the character as early as the group's 1976 student film In the Beginning Was the End, The Truth About De-Evolution. Then he popped up later on in various interstitials and sometimes even in concert. As the story goes, General Boy is the father of Bougie Boy, which of course is Mark Mothersbaugh, not Fred Boak, in a creepy baby mask. And in the short film, ahead of Devo performances of Jocko Homo, the militarist and his son uncovered suppressed documents that explained, well, we're all Devo. Every man, woman, and mutant on this planet shall know the truth about de-evolution. Mark Mothersbaugh Sr. just passed away at 91. Let's go back to the original appearance as part of the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You're late. Have you got the papers that Chinaman gave you?
Here he is, Dad. Did it surprise?
Yes, Boogie. In the past, this information has been suppressed, but now it can be told. Every man, woman, and mutant on this planet shall know the truth about de-evolution.
Oh, Dad, we're all
evil. Hey, tell us that we lost our tails. Evil, evil.
And that just about wraps up tonight's episode and Ultimate Radio Obituary for Robert General Boy Mothersbaugh Sr. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. One final tune to go out on. Then we'll be back here next week with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. And whatever else might happen to crop up in that episode. That's next week. I can't think about that now. I can't be bothered with that. Don't make me think about that now. But I promised you this would be an extended session, and you got it. I promised. You'll get it again next week, probably. I can't imagine that you won't, because I already have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 obits on deck for next week. That doesn't even include everything that's still sitting out there and everything that is to come. It's the never-ending saga of the radio obituaries. We will catch up by the end of summer. I swear it. As I swore whatever it was I swore at the beginning of tonight's episode, I don't even remember what it was. I'm sure someone will let us know over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. But right now, you know I am only killing time. As you are becoming, what's the word? Agitated. Yes, I bet you are agitated right now as you await what you know I am going to wrap up this radio obituary with. And if our associate producer and valet, when Chandler is not using him, and Chandler is not using him now, Fred Boak, if he's not here and ready to go, that's going to make me really sad. We're just about to wrap up this show, then hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. But until then, it's our favorite song ever to put in any radio obituary that ever happened. It doesn't happen too often, but when it does, you know we're going to go there. Let's wrap up the Ultimate Radio Obituary for Robert Mothersbaugh Sr. and tonight's episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.